Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just
climb
down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Test 1-2, it's me, Reese.
Test 3-4, it is I, Jesse.
Ready? You do the intro.
I thought that was the intro.
Oh.
No?
200 episodes!
Yay!
Huzzah!
Wow!
200 episodes.
Worth waving.
How do you feel? I never thought we would get to 200 episodes, but we did it.
I feel fat and sassy.
Me too.
Well, that's...
Fassy.
Fassy, yeah. That's just a given.
Well,
do you not get that reference?
No.
No? I'm feeling fat and sassy?
No.
Really?
What is it from?
It's Tuesday. Don't forget your coat. Is that what it... No, that's not it.
Nobody's got any clue what the hell you're talking about.
Okay. Well, some people will. I am a banana. No,
I don't. Anyway,
I'm just literally
this
like
is
making
the
worst you confused.
This is the worst intro to a 200th episode of any podcast.
I am a banana.
Anyway, we're very excited that we did it. 200 episodes. I can't believe.
So I came to the studio today because he wanted to do this in person, like a weirdo that he is. And, hi, by the way, dear listener, this is Canadian Politics is Boring.
200th episode.
200th episode. My name is Jesse Harley, and this is Reese Waters.
Hi.
Hi, Reese. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling sweaty because
it's a very fucking
muggy
day. It's
hot, and then it rained, and it's Atlantic Canada, so there's a lot of moisture in the air.
Oh, it's just like...
The humidity is off the scale, and, but, you know, we've got to power through and enjoy our 200th episode. I really wish it was minus 18 and snowing. I really do.
Right. Well, I mean, for the just pepper it throughout summer would be nice, honestly. Hmm. Am I okay? I can't really hear
myself.
You're
fine. You're doing really well. You're doing such a good job.
Thanks, Reese. Thanks. Thank you. That makes me feel really good. I was going to bring treats today, but everything's closed.
Can you believe it's been 200 episodes? Can you believe that people are still listening?
I can't. I can't believe I'm still doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't believe people are still listening. What is wrong with you, dear listener? What is, just go, turn it off and leave. It's okay.
I thought we won't blame you.
No, it's all right.
No, it's fine. You could just put the headphones down, run away, and just never go back to your house again. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's where the podcast lives now, is in your house.
I came prepared, Jesse.
Oh, I got you 200th episode.
I was gonna bring treats for us,
but everything was fucking closed.
There's a card.
You got me a card. Oh, do the card.
You can have the gift after you open the card.
You bought me gifts? What the fuck, Reese?
Open the card.
Dick.
What does the card say?
It says Jesse, my name.
What does it say?
In a big yellow. That's it. That's all it says on it. It says Jesse.
You've got to open the card. Traditionally.
Okay, you're talking about the envelope.
Yeah, there's a card inside that paper container called an envelope. Or an envelope. Do you say envelope or envelope?
Tomato, tomato. An envelope. Okay, hold on. There's a little ASMR for you. Here we go.
I shouldn't have given it. I wouldn't have given this if I knew he was going to do it.
Okay, here we go. All right. No, you idiot. They said they wanted a sheet cake. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, it's the
What's the joke?
It's two chefs standing over a giant pile of feces formed into the shape of a cake. Okay, that's. I better open this up and the $20 bill fall out. No? Okay. To Jesse, happy, and then birthday is scratched out, and 200 episodes is written and said, and all of that crap from your old pal, Reese. Oh, that's so sweet. That's really nice.
Are you ready for the gift?
Yes, I'm ready for the gift. So I'm always ready for a gift.
There you go.
It's a
What is it, Jesse? Do you want to describe? Because they can't see what you can see. It's a podcast.
It's a Jesus candle.
Yeah. 40 hours of Jesus fun burn time. So it's a whole work week of Jesus candle burning. You get started as soon as we finish this session.
What if it smells like him?
It does.
Yeah. It smells like cottonwood and grapeseed extract. Thank you so much. Where did you ever find me? A very tall Jesus candle.
Dollarama.
I feel so bad. I didn't get you anything.
You didn't get me a religious candle.
No.
So to celebrate, I went to Magic Mountain Water Park in Moncton in New Brunswick on the weekend.
But you didn't bring me.
No. I took my family to celebrate 200 episodes. We had a great time. Probably about 7 hours in the baking sun, followed by a 5-hour round trip. It was everyone was exhausted. So
that I remember. I thought it was kind of funny you telling me how exhausted you were, but you showed me a photo of the park itself without you in it, which is.
I'm going to send you pictures of myself in my swimming costume.
Thank you. I like that. I celebrated by having my air conditioner break.
Nice.
And then I called everyone. I called air conditioner repair people who all said they don't repair air conditioners. I need to talk to an electrician. And I called electricians and they said,
Speak to the AC people.
They don't repair air conditioners. I need to talk to my manufacturer of the air conditioner. I called the manufacturer of the air conditioner and they said they don't repair the products they themselves create. I need to call small appliance repair people. I'm not making any of this up. This has all happened. And then I called small appliance repair people. And finally, after like the third one, they're like, listen, dude, nobody fucking repairs air conditioners. No one.
We just throw them in a landfill.
Essentially, yes.
I got
one guy texting me on Kijiji, and he's just like a bored electrician. He's like, I think I might be able to help. Maybe
I'm looking for a side project.
Essentially, yes. He's like, it might be the cord. We'll do blah blah blah. Do this, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Just
technical jargon that I don't understand. So I'm like, all right, let's find out. So that's what I did to celebrate. Yay!
Aww.
Frustration, heat, mugginess, lots of tears. I just sat in the corner and cried into my cereal.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, you know, we both did it in our own separate ways, but I went down a water slide that was really steep, and yeah, it was good.
How do you do with heights?
I'm fine with heights.
Are you? I'm terrified.
I mean, it's a logical fear, because you go, if I fall off this, I'll probably die. My legs would squeeze up into my neck.
That's a visual. Yep. Didn't want to. Okay. Thank you.
So it's a logical fear.
If there's any artists among our I was going to say crew.
You just look like a human penguin.
No, but like with your legs into your neck or popping out of your neck.
So your feet essentially coming out around your waist.
So I was going to call our audience our crew, but what would you call them?
Oh, crew. Hey, crew. Would any of you like to draw the human penguin?
That is Reese. All right. Yeah. Send it our way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go. All right.
I feel like we've been very relaxed on the STDs today.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm drinking coffee, though, because I did wake up fairly tired. I've been experimenting with valerian root as a way to relax. And it's
I saw that on Star Trek once.
It's nice. Mm. It's very. But like you can sometimes get like a valerian root hangover, which is basically just wake up feeling groggy as fuck for the whole day. Aww. So I need to pound back this fucking coffee.
And in our wonderful custom mugs
while I stare at my Jesus candle. This is very, very much a Reese gift. And I have to use it, which is...
Make sure you post a picture or go live on Instagram, like lighting it for the first time. Anyway. We did tease that this was an episode all about Sir John A. Macdonald. And obviously there's a lot of bad stuff we can talk about in his life. But because of the element of celebration, I didn't want to go too dark.
Aww.
So we've gone for a really weird story that is also reflects how dodgy the Canadian political system used to be when he was around.
Have you ever been in a steam room?
Yes.
Have you ever been in a room temperature steam room? That's what I feel like I'm in right now.
There's a fan blowing on us.
Well, okay, like picture being in a room temperature steam room with a fan. Like it's just this is how muggy it is here.
It's fine. Just try. Just, it. Well, you're
like
the one
swimming through.
You're the one drinking a hot coffee.
Okay, otherwise I'm just gonna be like kind of tired and groggy. I'm like, happy birthday, celebrate. It's not birthday, but you know what I mean. I'll just be like, you need me being energetic. If I'm here and you have to stare at my ugly mug for a fucking hour, I at least have to bring the buzz. Man, I have to bring some juice.
I'm all about the buzz. Look at me, physically buzzing.
You're like a little bumblebee.
Yeah. Anyway. So
with your feet sticking out.
Enough celebration. It's time to learn.
Enough.
It's not why we're here. Unstructured chat about nothing isn't a birthday party.
I mean, it was the past 2 years with us. So like.
So. John A. Macdonald.
Hold on. Actually, just want to ask, because, I mean, you were kind of being facetious a little bit, but like, did you imagine you'd get here, et cetera, et cetera? But like, seriously.
Oh, you're getting sentimental now, are you?
Well, I mean, like, I am a sentimental fuck. It's true. I'm not. I know. You don't care at all.
Just move on. It's fine.
No, but like when we started this, did you think we'd get to 200 fucking episodes and still have people listening?
I thought we would have
like just my mother. Hi, mom.
You know. I thought we would have added a unresolvable argument by episode 5 or just got bored.
And then, did you really?
No. Oh. No, I didn't. I just thought it was a fun comedy project that we did just for fun. And we'd probably do 10 episodes and then...
That's right. We were going to do 10 episodes.
Like 10 or 12 episodes, I think we'd agreed. And then somehow we ended up... Yeah. And now there are people who listen and send us nice mugs and send us messages and emails telling us about the show and ideas and contribute. And I never thought that we'd actually build like a community around me and you being idiots who are uninformed.
I know. It's
like terrifying.
Dream come true. Oh, speaking of emails. So Reese, God love him, is the busiest man I've ever met in my life. And we do share all the social media stuff, but typically Reese kind of was the one doing all that. And then like, so we got a shit ton of emails last year and Reese forgot to respond to like 20 of them.
Too many of them.
And so like 5 months go by and I'm going through the emails. I'm like, oh my God, all these poor people wrote to us. We never wrote back. So I wrote to every one of them. And so like, Just check, if you were one of those people, check your spam folder.
Just forward it on to us again, and we'll reply. Sorry,
but I did reply. But it's been like 5 months, so like it's probably just hidden somewhere. If you didn't get it. So just check.
Just check. It's fine.
So yeah, if you want to write us, we'll write you back. Five months later.
When you reply to sometimes to people, they go, "Oh my god, I can't believe you replied." I'm like, "This isn't like we're not Sony. No, we're not like." We're just two uninformed idiots with unstructured chat about. I mean, weird stuff.
We did have people think that we had interns writing our replies for us, which I think is hilarious, and we should get. I replied
pretending to be an intern.
That's right, you did
who was,
too.
Who was somehow trapped in that position by us, pretending to be an intern looking for an escape route. Which I don't know whether they. I hope they understood it was me being.
That was very funny. If you would like to write us and tell us what you were doing on our 200th episode, or just wish us a happy 200th, you can do so at Canadian Politics is Boring.
It makes it all worth it. It makes all the effort worth it.
Canadian Politics is Boring at gmail.com, a very professional email service provider.
Gmail. I've heard the really up and coming young email address.
I mean,
gmail.
We could get our own URL. As the end of our, and we could be Canadian Politics is Boring at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com if we wanted.
Yeah, but that costs like extra $1.50
a month.
It's a lot
to write out, right? So, yeah. Okay, all right, fuck it. I'm done with the STD zone. It's,
okay, cool.
As the caffeine surges through my veins.
Sir John A. MacDonald.
Right, so going right back to the original. Our very first episode was on Sir John A.
The drunk history of, or the drunken escapades of John A. MacDonald. So, John A. MacDonald, obviously, the west of Canada was largely sparsely populated and still unclaimed or still in the process of being claimed by kind of people of European descent when John A. MacDonald was
people who really liked
was
wheat.
Prime Minister. Yet somehow, despite living in Ontario, John A. MacDonald was the MP for Victoria in 1878 to 1882, even though he'd never really been there. So he was elected to the as MP for somewhere really far west, and there was even a statue built that was torn down recently because we're taking those statues down because of all the genocides,
right?
Which is a reasonable move.
Hello, this is John A. MacDonald we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. John A. MacDonald. Yeah. So you don't,
did he perform genocide?
He was complicit in the starvation of thousands of indigenous people.
Oh. Yeah, okay,
but
that'll count.
We weren't going to go into that.
Right, because that's dark.
But we will. We will do an episode on it, and so we should do an episode
today.
On it.
Okay.
But this is a party. You know, you read the card. You saw the Jesus candle. We've got a party getting started. So, but I suggest that everyone do their own research and read up on that story. It's sad, but today's focus is on the corrupt Canadian political system of the time.
Okay.
Which is way more
fun.
Way more of a party topic.
Yeah. I love your parties, Reese.
So in 1978, when he was elected MP for Victoria.
Hold on, when?
1878.
I thought you said 19.
I might have said 1917. Okay. It's dyslexia in action. 1878, he was elected in Victoria, and it was only the second election that BC had taken part in as a province. So 5 years before that election, he had resigned from being prime minister because he was caught in the Pacific scandal.
Is this what we're going to learn today?
No. This is just a bit of backstory. This is a bit of exposition.
So hold on. John A. MacDonald resigned from what was the position?
He was prime minister at the time, and he was an MP.
Of British Columbia.
No, he wasn't. He was in Ontario.
Oh, I'm thinking premier, not prime minister. Sorry.
No. So he was in like the central Canada. It was where he grew up.
Okay.
Where he lived most of his life and where he was an MP. And he was prime minister at the time, living in Ottawa.
Okay.
And he resigned because of the or was at least. Evicted from the job because of the Pacific scandal, which is basically, you know, the Pacific Railroad.
But if I remember correctly, he got re-elected.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But so the Pacific Railroad.
If I remember correctly, like I learned shit from this show.
So his government, conservative government, had been openly taking bribes in exchange for contracts to build the Canadian Pacific Railroad. So that was what was that was the thing that kind of tipped it over the edge.
So today we have turned that into a legal. I mean, I'm failing for words right now, but essentially lobbyists
in quote, bribe politicians to do what they want, but we call it something else. Today, it's perfectly legal and happens all the time, and everyone knows about it. It's right? Is that not the same fucking thing?
It's no different to today.
Right. Except back then, they recognized it for the corruption that it was, and people got fired for it.
Well, yeah, he was like kicked out.
But today, it's literally a natural part of the political system.
People assume that it's going to happen. Right? I mean, people assumed it was going to happen then. It's just
people got in trouble for it back then.
We like to pretend that there's been so much progress. The only
is it legal today? Is it legal to do that today?
No, it's not. But
it's not called bribing. No, but it's like
but
they're like, hey,
we need donations to help the campaign to win elections.
Yeah, so they'll find ways to make it's take the money in a legal way.
Honestly, the only difference between now and 1878 is that we have smartphones and our clothes are made in Asia. That's the only difference.
Okay, thank you.
Everything else is the same.
History lesson. Okay,
here we go.
That's great.
we got cars. That's a new thing.
Thank you.
Horses without wheels, as I call them. Yeah. Horses with wheels.
Horses without wheels are just called horses, Reese. Look at that horse without wheels.
So he'd...
I'm picturing horses with wheels. That was the next step in evolution towards the car. Didn't fit very well. Didn't last very long.
What is
that horrific screaming? Oh, it's Bob. What? Bob's out. Yeah, Bob's warehouse. What's Bob doing? He's attaching wheels to horses. He thinks he's
the horses hate thing. It, but it's all a rage. What are you going to do?
He was trying to compete with cars at the time.
Exactly.
So I don't know how to beat all these horseless characters.
He's just trying
to
save a horse by attaching, because, you know, people won't need horses anymore. Way less horses. Imagine if there were still as many horses. If instead of cars, we all had horses still.
But with wheels.
How much poop and hay there would be.
But with wheels instead of legs.
Yeah, exactly,
So they'd be really short instead of tall horses.
They would, yeah. You'd have fast horses and slow horses.
How would they propel themselves, though, if they just had wheels instead of legs? Their
back
legs would be wheels and their front legs would be propelling them forward.
Like those dogs who have like...
who had their legs removed and replaced with wheels.
Exactly.
Yes. It's just like dogs with wheels for legs instead of horses for wheels with legs.
Happy 200th episode. anyway.
What were we talking about? So hold on, if they kept their front legs but removed the replaced, would they be smaller wheels? Like would their butts be on the ground, kind of like a dog scooching its ass across the carpet?
I think this thought experiment has run out of horse.
Oh, I can go so much further, man.
Certainly fine.
I'm just getting started. Any artists in the crew?
Well,
you know what I want to see.
Back to John A. Macdonald and his racehorse.
I guess.
His wheel-powered racehorse. So John A. Macdonald was turfed from his own constituency in Kingston because of the corruption. So he didn't have a seat anymore. So the father of Confederation, the former Prime Minister, wasn't even elected as an MP at the time and was determined to get back. So... Hi, Jesus. He just turned the candle to face me. I feel bad now. Do you know what Macdonald did to make sure that he got back into Parliament in this election?
I'm actually going to... This is going to sound like a joke, but I'm guessing he threw a party and got everyone drunk.
Close.
Really? Okay. That's not what he does, right? He's really good at that.
He just got an entire constituency drunk. No, what he did was he ran in three places at the same time in one election.
Hold on, what?
He had his seat in Kingston.
Yeah.
And he was like, he got kicked out of that seat.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I need to win a seat back. But imagine if I make my chances of winning three times more likely by putting my name on the ballot in three different places.
Could he do that?
At the time, you could.
Oh.
So he put his name down in Kingston, in his original constituency. He put one down in Manitoba and then one in Victoria.
Okay.
So
why isn't everyone doing this?
Because you're not allowed to do it anymore.
No, but why wasn't everyone doing this?
Some people would do it, or like it was acceptable at the time. So but what happened was he lost Kingston. He didn't win that because they didn't like him because of the corruption. And he won in Manitoba and Victoria. He didn't bother turning up to Manitoba.
I mean, I can't really believe him. Yeah. No, we love you, Manitoba. We love you. We're making Manitoba nice, but come on, you guys know. You know.
But also, he Victoria. He was immensely popular because he'd been taking bribes to build the railroad, but he had been building the railroad towards Victoria.
Okay.
So his brand was a bit higher there because obviously...
Like, all right, we know that you're taking bribes, but at least you're getting shit done.
At least you were building a railroad.
At least you were actually building the railroad with said bribe money. Okay.
Exactly. So he won like 46.8% of the popular vote.
It'd be like if our premier took bribes in order to better our healthcare system, we'd be like, well...
Exactly. Like, say that the premier in Nova Scotia, Tim Houston, did an amazing job, and suddenly I have a question about his name.
Is it Tim Houston or Tim Houston, like Whitney Houston,
or Houston? We have a problem.
Right, you don't know.
I don't know. I think it's a very subtle difference that nobody cares about.
Okay, fair enough.
I think ask him how he says it, and then that's his name.
Yeah, I'll get right.
That's
on
what
that.
I say. It's like when people used to correct the place name of where I lived in Wales, I'd be like, "You don't get to call it. You don't get to decide what it's called. You don't live there. I do."
Where was it?
Oh, it was like a few different places. Like the Welsh names are pronounced. Lots of people pronounce them differently depending on because they're hard to pronounce.
And
typically, like local people who lived in those towns wouldn't pronounce them how somebody else in Wales would pronounce them, and they correct me and go, "Listen, I've lived there my entire life.
Right.
This is how everybody who lives there calls it. You don't get to decide what it's called."
Anyway. It's like Dartmouth. I would get people calling from outside of Halifax. Dartmouth is the sister city, by the way. It's just across the harbour from Halifax, and I'd have like, you know, call center people kind of like, "Hi, are you from Dartmouth?" I'm like, "Oh, you're not from around here."
Exactly. Do you correct them loudly and hang up?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Call me back when you've learned the correct pronunciation of my hometown. Good day. So the other thing that happened for MacDonald was the local newspaper, the hilariously and outdated named The Daily Colonist.
The Daily Colonist.
Yeah. Colonial newspaper for a colonial time.
Wow.
Became a cheerleader for him. So he had like local press cheering for him. He won the electorate. And so he, despite never having been to this place and having hedged his bets and like forgot about the fact he won in Manitoba too and just moved on.
We're so
they were just, they just imagine them like having a party, a welcome John party, and on the platform of the train.
Nobody shows up. Or he just like goes. He arrives on the train, but he doesn't stop. He just keeps going.
Exactly. Oh God.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That reminds me, oh my God, that I have a short story about me in elementary school. Who was Rick Hansen? Do you remember someone named Rick Hansen?
It rings a bell.
He was a wheelchair athlete.
Right.
I actually, I'm sorry if I don't get some of this information correct because I don't really know a lot about Rick Hansen, but I do know he was a wheelchair athlete and he was basically wheelchairing himself across Canada.
Yeah.
Or at least large parts
No, I
of
do
Canada.
Know. I do know him. I do know him. We featured him on another podcast, actually.
Right. Okay. So I was in elementary school when he was coming through Dartmouth. Okay.
Dartmouth.
Listen. And our whole school decided we were going to celebrate him showing up. Okay. And so we spent like a week, because it was a huge deal, right? Huge, huge deal. And we spent a week as a school, like, coming up with songs, and we'd get together in the auditorium, and we'd practice singing the song that I think we wrote for him, and we'd all, like, practice together until we memorized all the lines, and we'd draw these giant, huge signs on cardboard that we, you know, painted with glitter and just like drawings and all that stuff. And it was a whole week of like learning about him and like singing songs and memorizing lines and getting these posters up. And it was just, this going to be this huge, amazing ordeal. And then the moment came, he was coming. Oh, he was on his way. Oh my God, everyone go. And there was this huge parking lot next to a drugstore right next to our school. And so we all got permission from the city, you know, to like kind of take over this parking lot. And we're talking like, I don't know how many, like 500 kids, maybe 1,000 kids. I don't know how many fit into our school at the time. It was a lot of children, right? And all the student and all the teachers and everyone, we crowded both sides of the street. We did just like, we took over basically essentially both sides of the street with hundreds of kids in this short little stretch. And we're all like holding on to our signs, and our teachers are ready. Like, okay, remember the song. Here we go. Okay. And then we get word like, oh, is he coming? And we see like the lead vehicle coming. Cause you know, there's vehicles in front and vehicles.
Yeah.
In
yeah
back.
Support vehicles. Yeah.
Support vehicles. We see the lead vehicle coming. Like, okay, here we go. Are you guys ready? I mean, all the kids are so excited because we've been practicing for a week. It was crazy. Right. And then the lead vehicle comes. It's like, okay, here he comes. Here we can see him. We can see him. He's here. And then we start holding up the signs and we start singing, and Rick just blows right fucking past us, doesn't even wave or nothing. Just, he might have waved. I might have taken that liberty of that fictional liberty.
You mean he didn't stop to shake hands?
He didn't stop at all. He didn't slow down to appreciate. He did nothing. He just blew. He was in and out in 5 to 10 seconds.
I don't know how to tell you this, but have you ever seen like Tour de France or anything?
No, it was so fucking, like, the whole school was so disappointed, and I think I couldn't stop laughing. It was the funniest fucking thing. And I was a kid, and I thought this was hilarious. I'm like, this is unbelievably funny. Just not even, just zoom. Like, we couldn't get through the first verse.
But as an athlete, his goal, he had probably set himself a goal with like, I have to consume this many calories and I need to
scale. No, I mean, like,
because if you stop for every school,
it makes sense.
You would still be doing it now.
As a logical adult, it makes sense.
I just love that the teachers didn't think about that or do any research and go,
right?
They just built these kids up. But I guarantee you, in that split second where he flew past, he probably was like, oh, it's nice that so many kids turned out.
Probably thought
he did
that.
Notice.
Yeah,
it.
I'm sure he noticed it. He wasn't have like horse blinds on.
The teacher should have done is waited for where the end of that leg was. So
and then transported us all in buses up to the end or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have made sense.
So that when he finished, he would then have some songs of welcome.
Or like coordinate with, you know, his team.
While he was rehydrating.
We did have a giant parking lot out to ourselves that we could have put like, you know, like come get a soft drink or get some water or stretch or whatever you need to do.
While he was in recovery mode, he could then.
They could have done a little bit of, anyway, as a child, I think that's where the start of my weird ass sense of humor came from, because I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Everybody else was crying and you were laughing.
I was laughing my ass off.
Enjoying the misery and pain of the moment.
So Johnny McDonald blasting through Manitoba.
Well, he didn't. He didn't even turn up.
He didn't even turn up.
I once, it was 2012 when the Olympics were in London. They were sending the torch around the UK, and I was just filming. I got to get up at 5 a.m. to film, get a good camera position to film the torch go through this town called Caerphilly, where there's this huge castle, one of the biggest in Europe. And they wanted a shot of the torch going past the front of the castle, because the castle's smack bang in the middle of the town. And I was there for ages, like waiting, and then the procession started, and it was like double-decker buses with like, hey, Team Samsung on the top, like throwing out free Samsung hats, and then, hey, Coca-Cola, the bus came past, and like Dell and Audi.
Please tell me they started throwing Coca-Cola bottles off the bus.
They were handed out Coca-Cola.
Handing it, okay, yeah, not throwing. Okay.
So this was like the Olympic torch. I was waiting for the Olympic torch, but what I had was like the world's most highly branded traffic jam roll past. And then after all this, just yeah. a tired looking man with a torch came past. It was the most underwhelming thing ever.
Is this over now? Exactly. Can someone please take this from me?
Anyway, so the Daily Colonist.
My story was better.
Your story was better. But the Daily Colonist was decided to really go for Amor de Cosmos was the incumbent MP Johnny McDonald was running against because they really loved
Amor
de Cosmos,
like amore.
No, Amor de Cosmos,
the French word for love.
Cosmos is more an interesting thing to pick up on.
Cosmos,
yeah,
like he loves the cosmos.
No, it's just his name. So they started attacking him because they wanted Johnny McDonald to win, and they called him a non-entity except of vanity, and they called him a dim-witted United States man who did not fear God and was an embarrassing holder of the days when BC was lax in political caliber. Because they were like, hey, we've got a former prime minister willing to run in this kind of outpost of what BC was at the time.
I'm quite impressed with the caliber of prose that they used to describe their enemies back then. Like,
I know
you don't get that today at all.
It's not like creative at all. We just accuse Pierre Polyev of stealing chicken fingers. Way less sophisticated. And they even did a mock-up ballot paper that they put out in the newspaper on election day that showed them how they should, where they needed to mark on the box to beat. Look, I'll show you. See, it's got a ballot paper. They literally said, hey, this is what the ballot paper is going to look like, and this is where your axe needs to go. So
hold on. Oh, as in like...
When you vote.
They're just showing you where to put the axe.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, where there was a no axe in the middle one, what was the middle one?
De Cosmos.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So like, you can vote for anyone but him, sort of thing.
I also love the fact that they put your job, and it says there was somebody called Judah Philip Davis of Victoria City, who was an auctioneer. There was Johnny McDonald, the Right Honourable Sir Johnny McDonald of Toronto, Canada. And then it says Amor de Cosmos of Victoria City, gentleman. That was, he's just a gentleman.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So McDonald did win that seat. De Cosmos actually won a seat because there were two seats running, so he didn't get bumped out, but he did. They both won seats, essentially. And the weird thing that happened was that even though he didn't visit his mm-hmm. own constituency that had elected to represent him, they just gave him a seat in Parliament without ever having to come and visit. And he didn't visit until he actually fully retired.
Wow. Okay.
So obviously...
But he visited after retirement because he was bored and needed something to do?
Well, because they finally finished the railroad, I think. So he rode down on the railroad. Railroad.
It's so hard to say. It's
They rode down the railroad.
There you go.
There we go.
I was doing some voice acting work recently, and there was railroad in the... In some of the stuff that I had to speak, and I was just like, oh my fucking gee, it was just like railroad. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
So he would return to power and become, he would return to power again as prime minister. And during this period when he represented Victoria was when he did a lot of the more controversial stuff and finished the Pacific Railroad. So it kind of was the darker... The chapter of his career was when he was representing this constituency, but also when he was representing a place he never bothered to visit once.
We're talking about Manitoba.
Yeah. No, we're talking about Victoria.
Victoria and Manitoba.
No, Manitoba, they gave somebody else the job in Manitoba.
No.
Like, John's never... not coming. Everybody else want to be in charge or whatever, or represent us.
Or whatever.
Yeah. But also for Victoria, they were really happy to have their representative be prime minister because they felt like it was giving them a lot of clout, even though he didn't turn up. And they did, and also he was shielded. They were shielded from a lot of the kind of, a lot of people didn't like McDonald. In central Canada and kind of eastern Atlantic Canada areas, and people in Victoria were like thousands of miles away, so that his brand, you know, was a safe seat for him essentially, because all the bad stuff he was doing, they were kind of shielded from.
I mean, it's probably good that he didn't show up, because like, wasn't he just drunk all the fucking time?
Like, exactly.
Kind of impressive, honestly, that he was able to run a country as long as he did, just fucking three sheets to the wind, pissed.
Exactly. So in 18...
There, sir, is a high-functioning alcoholic.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Like, good on... Impressive, sir. Impressive.
He was able to do a very high-pressure job while being drunk, and also... destroy a lot of people's lives being drunk. So
I mean, there's a...
Well, he destroyed other people's lives and his own liver at the same time.
Ba-dum-dum-tsh.
It's a really bad joke.
No, is it?
So in 1886, a 71-year-old MacDonald finally visited Victoria on the railroad he'd built, and the city treated him like a demigod, apparently.
As a... Okay.
As in, like, he was like this hero.
He finally arrived!
Yeah.
After he's retired.
Kneel, my children.
This is your...
It's kind of, Neil, I finally arrived on the railroad, I promised you.
Oh my God, can we do it? Can we do a little... You know what I want. You know exactly what I want. Sound effects.
Sound
music.
Effects. Okay.
Do it. Okay. His arrival.
Okay.
Children of Victoria, I've arrived. It is me. Where is the bar? Who ate my carrot? Anyway, I said you'd have a railroad, and I really like you. You're my friend. I love you. The railroad. We did a railroad, and now you love me. And they've put the statue over there. And, do you fancy pizza? Like, I don't know, maybe get some Chinese food or a curry? I don't know. There's a free bar. It was worth the long ride. I love Canada. So, in conclusion, I've arrived, and a party on. I'm gonna just go over here now.
How's that? And the newspaper, the Daily...
That was amazing.
The Daily Colonist praised MacDonald.
Just to let you know, like, do you remember after our first episode, we got featured in a Scottish...
No, it was the Times newspaper. It was a national British newspaper.
Oh, I thought
it was a Scottish writer basically saying that we were dishonoring a proud Scottish son.
And we didn't get hate mail, but the comments in that article were so vile in hatred towards us.
I know.
And it was like, oh, wow, this is like after our first fucking episode.
I know. It was great. I hope they listened to this one.
Can we send this to him?
The journalist?
I know. Just after you did that little wonderful reenactment?
Let's call it Operation Make Scotland Angry.
Historical reenactment. By Reese Waters.
And also my accent was all over the place. I was trying to be
great.
English, Canadian, and to slip back naturally into Welsh as well. So the Daily Colonist praised MacDonald as the ruling spirit of Canadian Confederation as he vomited all over the steps, I imagine.
Oh, jeez, I thought that was true for a second. No.
Paper reminded the Prime Minister he was facing a city that in this hour of need had returned to him a seat in the Dominion Commons and when he had been rejected by his own constituency. So yeah, scandal, seat thousands of miles away, where he's promising to send them a railroad, loved him, gave him a seat, treated him like a god, built a statue. Now, statue's gone. The end.
That's the end of the story. I like that story. That was fun.
Yeah.
Especially the reenactment at the end. That was great. I mean, I wouldn't call it like, you know, a tremendously scandalous kind of crazy story.
It's interesting though, you could run.
Certainly interesting.
And yes. Also they never bothered even acknowledging the Manitoba win.
So like the fact
even that the Manitoba was way closer.
The fact that he never showed up to Manitoba, the fact that he never once visited the place that he won is hilarious. So
I'll do it.
You'll what?
I'll represent Manitoba.
We both should.
And we should. I think we
our I think we put this. We mentioned this before. Our podcast.
Look out, Justin.
Not you.
The fun
not
liberals
me.
Are coming.
The fun liberals. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like you yourself can't run for anything in office, but we can have something that can. Right. Like we can have a peanut shell that can run for office that we just manage the peanut shell. Is that not something we can do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right?
It's fine. So, yeah, you're fine. It's fine. I personally, as well, we talk about Manitoba so much for some reason. I don't know why we've got such a, we keep coming back to it.
We've never visited it.
No, I'd love to go there.
I'd love to go
I'd
there
I'd love
too.
To go there.
Yeah, and we need to do Manitoba Nights. We've been talking about it for two fucking years
such
now.
It's just a name, though. There's no real concept around, it's just a joke.
It's a 1980s film noir cop drama about two hard-boiled.
Noir was kind of 40s, though.
That's true. Okay, so just more like 80s style. Madeline, yeah. More like an 80s, like RoboCop sort of style, you know, theme to it. Okay. Where there's these two hard-bodied cops. Hard-bodied? That's sure.
And do they press their hard bodies against each other sometimes in slow motion, Jesse? Is that what you want?
No, it's not what I want. Is that what you want?
No, it's fine if you do.
Is what you've been trying to...
It's just not my thing.
Trying to get
all.
Me to do this entire time? Where'd you put my coffee?
It's a very erotic cop show that we're pitching.
Right? I mean, the theme's changing all the time, right? So it's... Right.
Yeah.
So it's I think we should just... I mean, we've been talking about it for a while. We've done 200 episodes. We should release some... Some we should do it.
I don't know, but we keep throwing other ideas. We had just Pierre Trudeau Through Time. We never did that. Right. We just did one trailer.
Pierre Trudeau Through Time.
Interdimensional
Mansional crime.
See, that's a way better idea anyway. There was we did horror the Stephen Harper demon traveling through time.
I love that. That was so much fun to make.
Trying to claim the premiership for himself.
Well, let's get some actors in the studio. Let's have a basic...
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of actors just waiting next door. We can
sweet. Okay. Yeah. They're probably very bored.
Everywhere I go, I was mowing the lawn, and I felt something went clogged up the blade, and it was just a bunch of actors hanging out.
I think we should do, a quick three-parter just to see how it goes and release Manitoba Nights as it...
You do the work. I'll do this show, and you organize that one. Deal?
Okay. Let's do it. Yeah. All right. You look at me like, I won't do it. That's...
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Exactly. I'll focus on this show. And you work on the hypothetical never show.
That's going to happen. Okay. I mean, perfect. We did it, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, happy 200.
We
should have fallen out over this and then ended at 200 episodes.
Oh, my God. Fuck you, you Welsh bastard, for asking me to take my shirt off in front of you again.
I knew that you never loved me this whole time.
It's... Not true. I've always loved you. I think about you late at night while I'm crying into my cereal. Oh, Reese, why won't you love me the way I love you? It saddens me and just tears at my soul.
This is turning like Jerry Springer now. I'm really warm.
I'm also warm. We should take our clothes off.
No, I was going to say we should finish the episode and go and get some fresh air.
Okay.
But,
Well, are we done? Is this for the whole
show? I don't
know
if I want to watch Manitoba Nights, even if we do make
it. It doesn't have to be erotic.
Just two.
Just saying.
Just two sexy cops. Just
doing sexy cop things. Oh, that's a nice tagline. I like that.
Two sexy cops doing sexy
cop things.
So thank you for joining us. We're going to go and burn a Jesus candle for 40 hours. While rereading the same joke card 7 times.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. So next episode, 201.
What is it? Jesus.
Oh, God. Let me bring up my...
If you
do
are...
Do you know how many pages of research I got in front of me? Do you know how many pages for more episodes? 173 pages
Jesus
of episodes
Christ.
That I've written.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, that's impressive. If you are new to our show, thank you for joining us for our ridiculous 200th episode. If you would like to hear what is coming next, which Reese is going to tease you very, very soon, make sure to hit that subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified when we go live in a week. Not live, when our next episode goes, into your podcast realm, and you can hear it. And Reese is about to tell you right now what that show is.
Next episode is all about Canada being targeted by Russian disinformation. on social media.
Oh, that'll be a good one. Oh.
Well, there's a lot of pressure. It might be okay. I haven't written it yet. But I just picked it as the topic. Of all the ones I've got written. Do you know, I write a bunch of episodes, and then I park them, and then I never go to them because I always find new stuff. And I'm like, we're going to do this first.
Oh, that's so
there's,
fine.
There's probably 12 episodes here that I've written that I've just kind of moved on from, even though they're pretty ready to go.
Oh, wow.
And like one of them, the Prime Minister Who Stopped World War III. We've never done that. One has been in the 6 months.
The Prime Minister Who Started World War III?
Stopped. Yeah.
Well, that sounds dark.
It's not. It's quite nice.
It's quite lovely.
It's quite a nice story. Quite a nice story with a kind of happy ending. Where so, he ended up being named an airport after him, and everyone was happy. And the bunnies bounced, and the bees buzzed.
I kind of want to hear this one.
And the birds
now.
Tweeted.
Keep going.
And the inevitable expansion of our galaxy meant that everything went cold.
Just the inevitable heat death of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. All the energy ran out.
That's how you end all your stories.
Exactly. The icy, frozen expanse of nothingness.
And Goldilocks got home just fine and saw her parents again. And then the inevitable heat death of the universe occurred.
As we all floated as matter aimlessly in the darkness void. In the dark void. Everyone questioned whether it was even worth it in the first place. And whether we should just skip ahead anyway.
Your children's nighttime stories are terrifying.
The end. And they all lived, and they all floated aimlessly, happily ever after.
Through the dark void.
Happily ever after. Yeah. Every universe has a happy ending.
Oh my God. Okay, so, thank you for that. Jesus Christ. if you'd like to wish us a happy 200th, that's going to be your call to action.
Yeah, send us a message through social media or email us, CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. Sing us happy 200th podcast episode birthday on SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. Or, I don't know, just shout at a stranger happy 200th episode, and hopefully the message will get back to us.
And if it's good enough, we'll either play it or sing it or say it on the episode.
So, we will.
There you go. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm done now. Are you done?
I'm done.
I'm literally just a bag of sweat.
I know.
A
ball bag of sweat. I'm looking at it and it's horrifying and burning an image in my brain forever.
What a slip up.
That wasn't a slip up.
That's me describing.
And with that imagery,
that's my tagline on LinkedIn. Ball bag of sweat.
That's how you get so much work.
Exactly. I feel like, oh, he seems interesting. Maybe we'll do it via Zoom. Anyway, yeah.
Yay.
Bye, everyone.
Well, that's it. That's very anticlimactic.
Okay. Here's to 200 more.
Huzzah! Really?
By the 400th episode, I will be Prime Minister and Jesse will be the Governor General.
Okay.
It's my prediction.
Sure. I don't even know what that
means. Or the other way around.
Means,
I don't care.
But I'll do it.
Actually, I want to be Governor General. It looks like an easy job.
Oh. Well, you're too late. You already gave it to me. I want the easy job.
No, you need to work a little bit.
Do I?
Yeah, if I'm the Governor General, I can do this show and then you can run the country. It's fine.
Fine.
Fine, I'll be Prime Minister.
Whatever. I guess ice cream for everyone. Is that what
you get to go to? You get to go to all these like conferences like the G7. The food's great at the G7.
As long as the food's great, then I'll do
whatever. Free booze.
Okay. Free booze and
helicopter
food.
Rides with the President of the United States of America, if it still exists.
The President or the United States?
With the whole country.
All right, you sold me. That's it. That's all I need to hear. Food and helicopter rides. I'm good.
Yeah, perfect. Right. Okay, that's the goal. 400th episode, Jess will be Prime Minister.
Okay, goodbye, everyone, from your future Prime Minister, me.
And me, your future Governor General.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what they do, but...
It's probably. Okay, we'll find out.
This is this is a show about politics, and we don't know. And that's why you love us.
We love you all so much. Thanks for sticking us in your ear holes all snug and just the way you like it. And we hope to hear you again. Hope to hear from you again. Again. And just before the inevitable heat death of the universe.
Turn off.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.